music from Tikenja Fakoly, the Ivoirian reggae star and now longtime resident of Bamako, Mali. Tikenja's 16th album since his 1996 debut is called Acoustic, and it marks a striking new direction for him. I'm Banning Air.
And I'm Georges Collinet, and I tell you, I love that record, Tikenja Fakoly, because it takes me back to the old original sound of Mali and... very spare, very natural, very, very sweet. Very, very sweet.
Yes, Mali's gotten under his skin after all these years.
Mali has a way of doing that. I'm Mukwai Webesioe, and welcome to another edition of Planet Afropop, the podcast companion to our Peabody Award-winning public radio series, Afropop Worldwide.
You know, on this track, he's got our good friend, resident of Montreal, Jelly Tapa, that's the daughter of Kanja Kouyaté, guesting on the track. Let's have a listen. Music from Tikenja Fakoly with Jelly Tapa. We got a lot going on at Afropop Central these days. We just received videos from the 9 semifinalists in the Silly Door Battle of the Afropop Bands in Montreal.
Silly Door means elephant.
The golden elephant.
The golden elephant. Interesting. I didn't know that. One of those bands will receive the Afropop Prize at the Nuit d'Afrique Festival in Montréal in July. Montréal, by the way, is Montreal.
La vraie montagne. Okay.
Sean and I were just up there speaking to some of the Silly Door artists in French, with the Quebec people speaking about 5 times faster than us, but we got through it. The French language is still recovering, but...
That's very good. That's very good.
Okay, but today on Planet Afropop, we're going to hear Georges' interview with a fascinating artist from Cameroon, now based in New York City. Georges, tell us a bit about your fellow Cameroonian, Gino Sitson.
Gino Sitson, that doesn't sound Cameroonian, but you know, we're bilingual anyway. Like they say, the joke is, oh yeah, Cameroon is a bilingual country, but the Cameroonians... are not bilingual. what the heck?
That says a lot.
Gino is fascinating because when I met him the first time, he was in New York. I was helping the Minister of Communication and Arts to produce some really nice event to promote the art and culture of Cameroon, which is quite an amazing thing. Oh my goodness. So there's this guy who comes in very discreet. And
what does that mean exactly?
The opposite of me.
Okay.
That says it.
He comes in and he says, "Bonjour, Georges, comment allez-vous?" In a very impeccable French and very polite. And then I say, "Je vais très bien. Et vous?" And he said, "Oui, je m'appelle Gino Sitson. Je suis du Cameroun." I say, "Nah, you're not from Cameroon. That's impossible. You don't look Cameroonian, you don't act Cameroonian, and you don't even sound Cameroonian." There's a Zen feel about him. He's very controlled and very soft-spoken. And I said, what are you going to do? He said, well, I'm part of the concert here. And I said, what do you play? Oh, I play myself. I said, come on, Gino, be polite. And he said, no, it's true. So he played. And I said, who is going to listen to that on the concert for an hour? And guess what? After half an hour, I was completely subjugated by his music style, his drive. There's a veracity. I don't know if you can understand what I mean by that.
Authenticity, perhaps?
Yes, I was just about to say that, authentic.
No, I like veracity because it's something very deep. And his musicians were the same. It was so fabulous. Mm. And he's tapping himself. You don't need to put any more music. I'm going to do the whole thing.
No, George, I think we have to let Gino have his say here.
I know you don't like me, but it's okay.
We love you, George.
We love you, George. And I think Gino loves you too. It comes across in the interview.
Yes, for sure.
So without further ado, here is Georges Collinet and Gino Sitze.
All right, Gino Sitze, finally we are working on an interview together. We've worked on various receptions and concerts and stuff like that, but never really talked for Afropop. So, hi, Gino.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm surviving pretty well. But, you know, like they usually say in Africa, George, you've done this, you've done that, you've been here, you've been there, you know this, you know that. But who are you? So I'm doing the same thing to you. Gino Sitze, who are you?
Yeah, my name is Gino Sitze. I'm originally from Cameroon. I'm a vocalist, composer and producer, and also a scholar in ethnomusicology. After Cameroon, I moved to France. I spent a couple of years in France, and then moved to New York in 2000.
Lucky man, you know, because when I came to America, I landed in New York, and I did not want to leave New York. They wanted me to go to Washington, D.C. to start my life at the Voice of America, and I said, I don't want to leave New York. Well, anyway, what I like about your story is that the other day I was doing this show about Manu Dibango, remembering my friend Manu Dibango. And Manu said at one point, said, well, you know, like you, I went to France. My parents sent me to France because they wanted me to become an engineer or a doctor and this and that. And look at me, I'm a musician. And my father was saying, you are a musician. What's wrong with you? I paid all this money for you just to play around. But you didn't. She said, I'm going to go to school to learn about music.
The weird thing is that in the beginning, I didn't study music. I want to become a priest.
That's the other alternative.
Yeah, alternative. And then stuff I studied in college was, you'll be surprised, it's hotel management.
Well.
So I had my bachelor in hotel management. And then at the meantime, I was going to conservatory to study music, but my parents didn't know that. I studied a bunch of stuff, but I was just curious that I wanted to look at both sides, but I'm still working on it every day. Anyway, when you study music, you always study.
What is there that you have to study in music?
I was really curious about music. I mean, I wanted to understand how music functions. What kind of meaning do we give to our work? What does it mean? Especially Black African descent music and the music from the diaspora also. That's why I did my dissertation in Paris at the Sorbonne on the music from Guadeloupe. It was just curiosity, not because I want to have a degree or whatever, no. But it's the best way for me to be motivated. As a musician, you know, sometimes we play music and we sing. We just know what we know. We don't go further. We kind of pigeonhole ourselves, but we don't go beyond.
You still have a lot to learn.
Yeah, I still have a lot.
You
Yeah, I play the guitar. Even the last album, I play one song on the guitar. I play double bass. I have a grand piano. I play a bunch of instruments, but my main thing is the voice. I sing.
Yeah. That's where it becomes very tricky, because your voice is an instrument. I see you sometimes with your microphone and you play with the air flute. And plus, your whole body is your instrument also.
Yeah, I feel that we are fortunate to have all these elements in our body. I mean, we can do whatever we want to do with what we already have as human beings. You know, we cry, we smile, we laugh, we make sounds every day. We play the rhythm with our movement, our bodies. We can create music from that. Just step back and say, like, okay, what can I do with this? I can do Can you imagine we have like 10 people doing this? People will be dancing. Yeah, get down on it. That's one thing that fascinates me.
The unique sound of Gino Citzen from his 2019 album Echo Chamber. Now back to George Collinet's interview with his fellow Cameroonian.
I don't think you have written words for your singing. Is it like kind of a scat?
Yeah, it's just an onomatopoeia, making sounds. It's scat. Sometimes, you know, but inspired by the African traditions, you know, by what we, our different languages that we have in the continent, especially in Cameroon. We have some language from the south. I like, for instance, the Bulu language.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I love you too.
Oh, that's an effort. Yeah, I love this song, and send it to me. I want to work on it, you know, in my choir here in New York, you know. You know, just being curious. This is my passion. It's not something that I think about. Why I'm using this kind of wordless stuff, you know, scatting, you know. Of course, we all do that in African tradition. Sometimes they just say, making sound, but it don't have a semantic meaning, but it has a meaning in our cultures, you know. Mm. And people from the community, they know that you want to say, but they can't put words on it. They have a connection.
What?
Yeah.
But you know, what is very funny is that I heard you saying the moment you had to read the words, you were completely lost.
Oh, yeah. I wrote this song from the sixth album, I think, Voice Strings. This song called Banana. let's go back home, because we're struggling here abroad, you know, we're not from here, blah, 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 in the West, you know, we have to go back home and build the country and do blah, blah, blah. And I wrote the song, and I start singing with the band, you know, because I record live, everything is live, all my CDs. And then I start singing, it wasn't coming, because I was reading. I couldn't sing. And the sound guy said, hey, what's wrong with you, Gino? What's happening? Are you tired? I said, no, I'm not tired, man. I'm good. Let's do it again. It didn't work. I said, okay, give me another track. Let's start again. And I pushed all the music that I had, all the stuff I wrote aside. I said, give me the track now. And what happened, it was magical, because what I sang was more important, more interesting than what I wrote. Even the words that I was pronouncing, they were amazing. I keep telling people that if I pass away, that's the song they have to use. I was just in the moment. It was almost all improvised, everything. But I was talking about a real story, something very powerful. So sometimes I feel like it's not because you sit down, you say, okay, I'm going to write this. Oh, this is first bar. It's going to be amazing. And people love that song. People listen. This is my best song. I have a friend of mine in Paris. He keeps saying that, you know, if you record a CD with 10 songs like this, I'll buy all your CDs, man, because your other stuff are too complicated for me.
Sitson with Let's Do It from his 2014 album Voice Strings.
But you know, what is great also is the fact that you have surrounded yourself with, I mean, I would call it a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because there are people surrounding you and you're working together, you're doing all sorts of things.
Yeah, they're like part of my family. I mean, the three guys, like Liova, Lev Liova, Zerbin, play viola, and I have Jody Redage Ferber on cello, and I have Mike McGinnis, clarinetist. We've been working for years now, and we're very close, we're very connected. They're younger than me, by the way. They're beautiful people and great musicians. They're part of my life. I want to say like forever now, because they're really great musicians and great human beings. Very gentle, very classy. You know, they have class, so I love them.
But then there has to be a structure when you work together. How do you do a recording, for instance?
Yeah, the recording, I have to be honest, everything is written, in fact. I write all my music, everything. But I still give some room for improvisation, a lot of room for improvisation. I have this little story, very funny. I was recording the last album, Echo Chamber, and in the middle of the recording session, I said, oh, the cello player, she doesn't have any song where she's improvising. And there's one song that I wrote to Jean-Bicoco Aladin Asiko, you know, from Cameroon, who passed away.
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Called Aladin Memories. And I look at Jody, and it's written in 11 times the signature. It's really complex. I said, oh, Jody, I think you should take a solo here. She said, Gino, are you serious? You're crazy. I've never heard a soloing on 11/8. I said, yeah, but I think you can do it. You can do it. I think so. I can tell. I feel it, Jody. That's one thing I like about America, you know. People, if you ask them, in France, you can't do that. People get to, oh, I don't feel it, yo. I don't want to try this. Yeah, but that's what you told me to do, but now you're changing. And she's like, okay, if you want me to do it, okay, let's try. This is New York. I love New York, you know. And she did it. She was amazing. And she broke it into four at some point, you know. She changed the time signature. We agreed on changing the time signature at some point and go back to the 11. So the chart was written, but not that way. And then once we start playing, boom, we changed everything. That's me.
le coin moi quoi.
Recent music from our guest today on Planet Afropop, Gino Sitson. The song is Aladdin Memories.
So it's open. It's a moment that's really important for me, you know, because I'm from Cameroon and Cameroon jazz and traditional music is all improvised for the most part. When you talk about improvisation, they only think about jazz. No, African music, they improvise all the time. It's very complex. Even Cameroon, you see the diversity that we have. The Pygmies, for instance, a friend of mine was telling me they have something in 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you have to be there, pop, 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 right there. It's so complex. So that's one thing that excites me about music playing, especially with my band. These guys, they're just like skilled musicians and very nice people. We're always laughing, you know, having fun. There's another story. I had a song called Enaiti Moriko, spent my early years. I brought the child and the violinist told me that it's a really strange song, Gino. I said, that's the way it is, man. And at the end, that's his favorite song. He ended up loving the song. He said, this is killing, man. It's amazing. Man, I told you, let me go slowly. Give me a room, my brother.
Fountain seat, just a good wheel. Men like them
kapontin pa vantin woli tu se kokuye kokuye me
back at a party 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 at home back at a party party back at a party 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 at home back at a party party
men la kan kap go fa fa manga ho men jak men zio men la kan kap montin fa fa manga ho men jak men zio ye ye
back at a party 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 at home back at a party party
mi sanga de mambo
back at a party 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 at home back at a party party
Something that I was thinking also is about the African music being complex. Your music is very, I would say, esoteric, I suppose the word would be.
I don't know. You know, it's hard to give a name to what I do. I call it Cameroonian music because I'm from Cameroon with many colors. As a professor, sometimes I always mention that the way we perceive African music in the West, we forget that nothing is static. Mm-hmm. When you talk about tradition, tradition comes from Latin tradere. Mm-hmm. It's something in motion. It means that there's a movement. It's not something like static. The music that we qualify as traditional music from Africa, how was it like 100 years ago? We don't know. And we kind of think that, oh, this is tradition. This is the way it is, you know. At the meantime, what do we know about it? Look at listen to Biscuit Tea music. In the beginning, it wasn't with the guitar. Mm. It's a balafone. You just transpose everything on the guitar. It's amazing. But now we say, oh, this is our traditional music.
Man, I'm a boob, so I am a damn dang. Hey, as I'm going for my
There they are, champions of Cameroon's Bikutsi music, Les Têtes Brûlées, in a classic recording from the 1990s.
Gino, it's Banning. I have a question. That's a great point you make about how tradition changes with time. Things that are new become traditional in a few years. But I'm curious, you did this work in Guadeloupe. What did you get out of that? What did that teach you? How did that affect your own music making?
That's an amazing question because, to be honest, when I studied music from Guadeloupe, I rediscovered my own music, music from Cameroon, from Africa, from the continent.
Really?
The sound organization, the triptych, singing, drums, and dance. All black music anyway. James Brown, look at the guy, the way the music is organized. The responsorial form is always there. Get on. I see that? Yeah. Cameroon, we say, Kula tam. Yikrak. In Guadeloupe, Martinique, they all say the same thing. And the way the sound is organized, it's like the interaction. You can't have music without all these three elements. Even when I say the triptych, singing, dance, and drums, there's a fourth person, it's the audience. The audience in traditional African music, traditional music, even from Guadeloupe, they are part of the music also. Even the dog who's there, whoa, whoa, it doesn't bother anybody. They don't say, like, shut up. It was amazing because I started watching these guys. I didn't know how they were proceeding because I was studying. I didn't know our music from Africa. I didn't know about all these details. I never took time to understand the process. I found out, like, the rhythm is in the voice. The way the guy is singing, he said, like, you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, bam, it's there, right there. It's amazing. And they don't count, they don't look at each other, but they feel the music. I hate the stuff like people saying like, oh, you guys have it in the blood, man. Come on, that's not true. It's just an immersion, you know, you have to be there in the music, spend time with people, you know, do your ethnographic work, sit down with the guys, understand what they're doing, watch the people. One day I had this funny story. When I first moved to New York, I was playing the bass player, the upright bass player was from America, a Caucasian guy, you know, great musician, incredible. And the drummer was from France. We played together with Manili Bango, he played with my band there in Paris, you know, he lives in New York now. And the piano player from Brazil, great piano player. At some point, when there was one song in 6/8, I said, Heba! Everybody stop. Except the bass player didn't change, he didn't play the break. And the drummer started explaining that whenever Gino says, Heba, you have to change. And then the bass player, that guy said, but Gino didn't write Heba on the chart. It was really funny. I think I still have the cassette. You see, it's incredible because music in Africa, like in the Caribbean, Banning was asking, you know, from Guadeloupe. That's where I start learning even more about our own music from Africa.
Wow.
Fire, fire, mama. Bravo, jeunesse gosier. Bravo, jeunesse gosier. Moi, commandé les répondais, mama.
Fire, fire, mama. Bravo, jeunesse gosier.
Bravo, jeunesse gosier. Moi, commandé les tambouillés. Aïe, aïe, aïe.
Fire, fire, mama. Bravo, jeunesse gosier.
Moi, passé un beau gosier, maman. Moi, attendez des mots espagnols, maman.
Paya, paya, maman. Bravo, jeunesse gosier.
Si fille là-bas, apprendre l'école, maman. Yo, qu'à mépriser, fille là, maman.
Paya, paya, maman. Bravo, jeunesse gosier.
Moi, passé un beau gosier, maman. Moi, raconter des mots qu'on met, maman.
Paya, paya, maman.
Bravo, jeunesse gosier, moi commandé la sonora, maman.
Paya, paya, maman. Bravo, jeunesse gosier.
Toutes les mères cassées, pas à danser. C'est pas fort, aïe, la la.
Paya, paya, maman. Bravo, jeunesse gosier.
Maman, vous voyez l'école, ma vie, pour apprendre à baisser de la la.
Paya, paya, maman. Bravo, jeunesse gosier.
La bonne nouvelle, si la terre, maman, avec langue longue en nous, la maman.
Paya, paya, maman. Bravo, jeunesse gosier. Paya, paya, maman. Bravo, jeunesse gosier. Paya, paya, maman. Bravo, jeunesse gosier.
Pa mache avon kamarad maman Ou pesete se ma kome a ou deme
Paya, paya maman
That's an Antillean guoka classic, Guy Conquet with Faya Faya.
So you have about eight records.
Eight albums, yeah.
Eight albums, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And two books. The last book is annotated bibliography of the music from Guadeloupe, starting from 1635 when French people got there, and following by the African in 1641 until the abolition of slavery in 1848.
And our listeners can find out about it on our website, afropop.org. That's fantastic, Gino, to be a teacher in New York City, which is an environment so completely different for your students. It's an amazing experience.
Oh, it's beautiful. For me, like, teaching is a great passion and a huge source of inspiration also, you know. For me, it's a game of give and take, because when I'm teaching, I'm learning, in fact. I'm learning a lot. I have a funny story about a student. I was teaching the music from the 19th century, you know, classical, Schoenberg, all this stuff. And then I played the music, one song. Everybody was quiet in the class. I think it was in Haiti, actually, or another country, anyway. So one student raised her hand and she said, Prof, do people listen to this kind of music? I say, yeah. And they have more views than I do on YouTube. I don't know, whatever, you know. And she was like, oh, everybody was quiet in the class, you know. And then she asked me again, she said, yeah, but is this music? I said, yeah. And she said that, they say that music is a way to organize sound, blah, blah, to make it sound beautiful. I say that it depends on who is listening and how you're listening to the music. There's nothing like you say, oh, this guy is the best. It could be the best for you, but not for someone else.
Yeah.
You know, some people, they like soukous. Some of them, they say that I don't like soukous. Me, I like everything. I like all kind of music. I don't have any preference or whatever. I listen to anything. During the day, I listen to Zouglou, Petit Gaou, all those stuff. Yeah, I dance on it. And I love it. It's very creative. I love it. It doesn't have anything to do with my music, but
Sure.
Yeah. I don't play music because, oh, I'm going to be successful, make a lot of money. No, I just want to be creative and make a living, feed my daughter and my family, take care of, you know, do my thing. That's fine. And then what happened at the end is, like, it was very funny because everybody was quiet in the class. And then, how if they ask you guys to compose one song inspired by Schoenberg for a movie score and they give you like $100,000, $1 million?
Mm.
Everybody raised their hand. Yes, yes, I'll do it. I say, yeah. And I told her that you don't like music, you love the money. You have to love music.
There's a story like that that I always like to tell. In my village, in the middle of the equatorial forest in Cameroon, where I grew up, one day my father received a gramophone, and he loved Beethoven. And workers at the farm would come to ask him advance money and stuff like that. And the two of us always sat there in the evening and listened to Beethoven and all that. Pa, 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 pa. And then a worker came and he said, Patron, I need some money for... And Papa said, wait, let me listen to this and then we'll talk. And he had to listen to the symphony. And at one point, he just left. And then I ran after him. He said, but you wanted to talk to Papa, weren't you? He said, hey, white people that listen to this, it's music, but there is no rhythm. There's nothing. It's just rah, 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 rah. What is this? And then he left in disgust.
What is this? Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
When I listen to you from time to time, and we're talking about the fact that music is what you love.
Love, yeah.
And then I listen to Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin. And I'm saying, Gino could do that, but then he's not doing that because it's not his thing. What he wants to do is what he has inside of him.
Yeah, Bobby, we worked together in the past. I had a chance to work with him. And he even invited me for a documentary called Music Instant, Science and Song on PBS. It was great. An amazing musician, both. It's just incredible. It's a master.
Well, that's fantastic. So what's the future of Gino?
The future, I'm working on my next album, slowly, but I'm working also on a book about vocalists, about the voice and the way it's used in the African diaspora and in Africa also. I have many singers talking about also their experience as vocalists, the meaning that they give to the sound. And actually, I forgot to interview you.
Me?
It was about the voice in the radio. During the colonial period, especially, I was talking about the voice in the radio in Cameroon, you know, the music that they were using in the radio, the military music and stuff like that.
It was always very pompous. Et maintenant, voici les dernières informations de la journée.
Yeah. It has a rhythm. It's amazing.
The rhythm is different, yeah.
The rhythm is different. There's a way of phrasing, speaking, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I was feeling, especially in those areas, that the impact of the West in their speaking and compare with the own original background of each person, you know, like people who were raised like in Isika or Douala.
Right.
The blend of those two languages, those elements in their way of speaking, projecting the sound on the radio, combining with the sound of the music they were playing, military, like we were mentioning. So it's really amazing to listen to it.
I think that we're going to work together quite a bit because my cousin and I have started this big foundation in Cameroon, actually, in the village, where he recorded all these old musicians that are dying all around Cameroon. And we have quite a bit, and we're trying to organize that and put it together and build something. I mean, the guy went in places where we cannot go anymore, in the north. Oh, he went in the mountains, in the hills, and everything where Boko Haram is now. And you know, our old musicians, they're very old musicians. They dress like you cannot believe. The pants are torn and everything else. But boy, when they start singing or talking, oh. Well, Gino, thank you for joining us on Planet Afropop. It's always, and I mean always, a pleasure to speak with you. And listeners, well, keep your eyes and ears on afropop.org for more on Gino's doings on stage and in the classroom. So, Banning and Mokwe, what do you think?
I was blown away, as I generally am with Cameroonian artists.
Thank you.
They take the word avant-garde to somewhere else. I mean, that word doesn't even apply to them. You know, every Cameroonian artist I've ever met is just like way in the deepest end of the creative arc. And I actually love that because it's really challenging. But they're brilliant. This is the thing. It's like, I think he's just incredible.
Incredible is the word.
His musicianship is mind-boggling.
Yep.
And the fact that he borrows from all of those sounds that have been part of his own story.
Yep.
I can hear the patois, indigenous people's sounds in the forests in his music. I can hear, of course, the influences he has from classics.
Classical music.
Yeah. He blurs the lines, actually, between all of that. And you sort of see that there is a unity about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to know more. I want to hear more of him.
Yeah.
I met him at a party some years ago, and I hadn't heard his music, and it's just been an amazing discovery. But George, you really broke him open. And it's interesting, there's more and more connections being made these days between classical music and African music. I think it's kind of a trend, and it's what we'll be following.
Yes, definitely. From my trained ear, it's the same story. It's the same music that traveled through the Moors, Moorish Spain. I mean, there's 100 hypotheses about how this all happened, but it's all from the same source is what I feel.
That's it. It's all one big story. So for today, we leave you with another track from Tikkanja Fakoly's new album, Acoustic, and the song is...
Africa à Paris.
Africa à Paris.
Ah, you can relate to that, eh, George?
Oh, yes, that's me. Un Africain à Paris.
But you know it's Sting's original, An Englishman in New York.
There you go. A Cameroonian in New York.
Maman, je pense à toi, je t'écris. T'es trois étoiles à cachant. Tu vois, faut pas que tu tombes ici. J'ai toi et un peu d'argent. On vit là tous ensemble, on survit. On est manque presque de rien. C'est pas l'enfer ni le paradis. T'es un Africain à Paris.
About you from a 3-star hotel in Chaken. You see, you should not tremble. Here I have a roof and some money. We live here together, we survive. We lack most nothing, it's neither hell or heaven.
Tiken Jah Fakoly with Africain à Paris, featuring Horace Andy and, from Brazil, Chico Cesar.
And before we go, well, here's something cool. You, yes, you, are invited to join us for the Afropop Music and Culture Tour to Tanzania and Zanzibar in early February 2025. You've probably heard our programs diving into the lively music scene in Dar es Salaam and the Southeast Abusara Pan-African Festival in Zanzibar. And why not a safari in the Serengeti as the pièce de résistance? Find out more at info@afropop.org.
Planet Afropop is a production of World Music Productions. Support for Planet Afropop comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. Our founder and executive producer is Sean Barlow.
And our lead podcast producer is Banning Air. Our chief audio engineer is Michael Jones. Additional engineering for this edition by Banning Air at Lion Song Studios in Middletown, Connecticut. And also from Casona Studios in Mérida.
Our director of development and co-host is Mukwai Wabesiolwe. Banning Air edits our website, afropop.org, along with our director of new media, Sivian Biggs. I'm Georges Collinet.
And I'm Banning Air.
And I'm Mukwai Wabesiolwe. Until next time, vous y allez fort. Au revoir.
Kwaheri.
Masalam.